This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 68.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be sharing three things that you can do to promote your business in Facebook groups without being annoying and spammy. And yes, it really is possible to do that. But before I get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to share a couple of things that I've been up to. So I'm just back from New Media Europe. So that was a two-day conference in London where I got to spend 2 days just geeking out with other online business owners, talking podcasting and social media and online marketing and all the things that I love to talk about. I was also speaking there. So I was speaking about how to get big press coverage on a small business budget. It was a really, really great session, got really great feedback, and people really seemed to enjoy it and find it useful, which is always great. And it was a lot of fun. And as I say, it was just really great to be around other people with similar interests, really inspiring. The first day was very much inspiring talks from people like Dan Miller and my friend Phil Pallon, who I interviewed back in episode 5 on how to build a great brand. And the second day was much more about practical workshops. So everything from social media to songwriting, in fact. And it was just really, really great, really inspiring, lots of practical ideas. I'm also a member of a business community, Chris Ducker's Youpreneur community. And at the end of the 2 days, just when I thought I had no more energy, we met for a mastermind. And I really did think at that point I had no more energy to kind of share ideas with other business owners. But we did well, actually. We all perked up and that was great. And of course, there was the UK Podcast Awards. I was a finalist and unfortunately, I didn't get a prize this time round. But I was really, really chuffed to be a finalist. And it was great to be at the awards dinner. It was lots of fun. And I just wanted to thank all of you who voted for me via Facebook and Twitter. Unfortunately, I didn't get an award this time round, but I really, really appreciate your support. And next year, maybe that will be my year. I haven't been podcasting for very long, so I have to be honest and say, you know, I wasn't expecting to be up there collecting my prize, but I was just really chuffed to get as far as I did. So thanks so much for all your support. And the other thing I just quickly wanted to mention was my book. So that's out on July the 7th, but it's available for pre-order from Amazon now. And also, if you want a hard copy of the book, you can order that through my website. My book's called Your Press Release is Breaking My Heart, a totally unconventional guide to selling your story in the media. And I'd love it if you picked up a copy. It basically takes you through everything you need to do to get really great press coverage for your business, from what stories journalists are looking for to how to put together a pitch, how to create a media calendar. And I also look a little bit more broadly about creating guest content and getting speaking gigs and other things that might help you to promote your business. I also look actually at things like dealing with negativity and dealing with your mindset around being in the media. And I know sometimes people can feel a bit uncomfortable because going out in the media spotlight can open you up to criticism. So there's a chapter on handling that. And also there's a chapter on how to hire a really great PR company or a great PR pro. Now you often hear me talking on the Soulful PR Podcast about how you can totally do all of this stuff on your own. You don't need to hire somebody in, but I do acknowledge that some of you are busy and you don't have time to do this. So there's also a chapter there on if you do decide to outsource, so how to do it. So I'm really excited about the book. I'm going to be really ramping up the PR, ironically, around that over the next few weeks. And I'd love your support. The more that you can tell people about my book, the more people can get their hands on this great content. And being at New Media Europe at the weekend and speaking and just seeing how useful people found the content, because the stuff that I've been doing for years and teaching for years, while it's really obvious to me, it's actually not obvious to everyone else. I have to remind myself of this. And actually, there's some really useful, practical stuff that can really make a difference. And I'd love it if you, the book is all about that, really useful, really practical, really actionable. So I'd love it if you could share it so that more people can benefit. So now on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to share three things that you can do to promote yourself in Facebook groups without being spammy, annoying, or even have people notice that you're promoting yourself. But before I explain what these three things are, I just wanted to give you a little bit of context to this. So as most of you know, I've got the Soulful PR Facebook community, which is a really thriving community full of people who are interested in getting PR for their business. And it's grown a lot in the last few weeks. And that's mainly down to Facebook advertising, which I'll pick up on a future episode and tell you more about that. But also more people are just finding out about it. They're adding their friends and inviting other people. And so whereas I had quite a small, very focused community of about 600 people, a lot of whom knew each other and knew each other's businesses, I've suddenly like doubled in a matter of a couple of weeks. So what I'm getting is people joining the group and asking me, what are the rules of this group? Well, I've never had rules for my Facebook group before because I've never needed to. And all I've said to people is, just ask yourself that question, am I offering value in whatever I'm posting? Am I offering value to the rest of the group? And that's generally worked really well. But what's happening now is I'm getting people who are joining and they're asking me, they're saying, is it okay if I post an advert for my business in this group? Or can you tell me the rules? So, and I just found that whole thing really interesting that people are starting to ask me, can I post an advert in here for my business? And the reason I find that really interesting and why I wanted to share these three little tricks that I use to promote myself in Facebook communities is that it always surprises me that people think that that would be a good strategy. So if you think about the offline world and meeting people in person, I think we've all been at a networking do where somebody has just come up to us and just started selling to us. And it's just a really horrible experience. And I don't know about you, but as soon as somebody walks up to me and starts selling in person, I immediately I almost physically recoil. It's too much. I want to get to know them first. I want to build a relationship before they start trying to sell their product to me. But essentially, if you join a Facebook group and you go in and you just post an ad, well, that's essentially what you're doing. It's like walking up to somebody in a networking do and just kind of saying, hey, buy my stuff. This is what I do. And no attempt to build a relationship. So it does always surprise me that so many people ask and so many people do it. So I thought, well, this seems like a good opportunity to share some things that I do to promote myself in the Facebook communities that I belong to without appearing to promote myself. And that might sound scheming, but actually these are all things that I just do naturally and instinctively. One thing that people have always said to me, like right from when I was back in the days, actually I was a school teacher before I went into journalism. And one of the things I used to love doing was organizing like the school plays and organizing like music nights and things like that. And I used to love the marketing. I used to love working out how I could get people to come along to the event, how I could promote to people, how I could create a buzz around the event. So a lot of these things that I do with my marketing and my marketing of myself, it's just kind of things that I do instinctively. And when I started to notice this thing happening in my Facebook group, I actually had to take a step back and think, well, what do I do in the Facebook groups that I belong to promote myself and to make sure people know who I am and what I do? Because obviously that's a really important part of your branding and your PR. So I actually had to kind of step back and analyze the things that I do. And I identified three things that I do, which I think work for me in terms of promoting myself in Facebook communities I belong to without appearing to promote myself. So here's three things that I do. I'd love to know how you get on trying them out. Maybe you do some of them already. So the first thing is to show, don't tell. So you can do this really easily by just listening to what people are asking, what they're posting about, and where you've got expertise, sort of just jumping in and giving people advice. So the obvious example for me is if I see somebody in a Facebook community asking about pitching into the media or saying that they've got a radio or TV appearance lined up, I might just pop in and give them a little bit of advice, you know, just explain my background and my experience if I don't know them and give them a little bit of advice. And if the same question keeps coming up all the time, then that can be, you know, a guide for you about the kind of content you need to be creating. So if I noticed that people were asking something a lot in a Facebook group I belong to do with my area of expertise, I would probably create a blog post around it, or I'd probably create a podcast episode or something like that. And then I might pop into the group and say, by the way, I noticed a lot of people were asking about this, so I created a blog post around it. Now, for some people, that might be a little bit on the edge of what they consider to be promotional. Personally, I think as long as you're being helpful to people and you're creating helpful content and not just kind of spamming them with adverts, then I'm not really sure people can complain about it, as long as it genuinely is helpful and useful and you're putting people's needs ahead of your own. You're really thinking about what would be useful to people. And just to give you an example of how you can show your expertise, not tell. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I was at the New Media Europe conference all weekend, and there was the podcast award. Sadly, I didn't win, but there were lots of other winners there. And I popped into the New Media Europe Facebook group today, and I did it
kind of instinctively, I hardly knew I was doing it, and said, winners, just remember to call up your local papers and radio stations and let them know that you won an award, because they might want to do something about it. And I just kind of added a couple of lines about, you know, what to say. And last year when I was at New Media Europe, there were a couple of winners there who came up to me and said, oh, you know, do you think I could get some regional coverage off the back of this award? What do I do? And there was Lee Ball, and now I learned actually this weekend, Craig Wieland, who off the back of the advice that I gave them, they got some local media coverage for the fact they'd won an award. And that's, you know, a minute of my time to do that. But it's just reminding people, this is what I specialize in, this is what I know about, and here's a couple of tips that might help you. And I think people are generally appreciative of that. So Joe Millman, one of the winners, came back to me and said, oh yes, you reminded me, I've just pitched 6 radio stations or whatever it was. And so I think there's a really nice way just to promote yourself gently. You're just reminding people that you're an expert in your area, and you're giving them something useful, and you're helping them. And I think most people are okay with that. So the second thing, obviously, is just to kind of generally be helpful. So if someone asks a question, and even if it's not something that's within your area of expertise, if you get known as the kind of person who says, have you read this book? Or I heard a really interesting podcast episode about this recently, or, oh, what about this blog post? I think you can, you know, enhance your reputation as somebody who's helpful and useful. And I think people, you know, that really helps you when you're building your personal brand, not just kind of showing that you're an expert in your area, but also that you're just genuinely a helpful person. And I saw a couple of examples of this actually in the New Media Europe Facebook group today. So Colin Gray, and again, I think he's just a natural marketer and probably didn't even think that he was doing this, but he is the podcast host. I interviewed Colin back, I think it was episode 61. Let me just double check. Yes, episode 61. So Colin talked about how to use podcasting to grow your business. Now, Colin was at New Media Europe. He posted a really lovely video in the group today where he just gave his review of the event, what the highlights were. He went through some of the sessions, including my own. And so, of course, anybody who was speaking or attending will have watched that video to see if they got a mention. And, you know, I was interested to see what Colin thought of my session. And it was a really genuine, heartfelt review of what happened over the weekend, but also it's a great bit of marketing for Colin, because in the background of his video, it had the podcast host, had his branding, and he's keeping himself front of mind. And as I say, if you ask Colin, I reckon he probably would just say, I just thought that would be a useful thing to do. But he is, whether he's doing it deliberately or not, he is marketing himself and he's promoting himself and his brand in a way that's kind of just friendly and genuine and helpful and non-spammy. The other thing that I noticed there was that Lawrence Bonema, now I'm probably pronouncing his name really, really badly wrong, but he's a very talented artist. And in fact, he creates these really amazing sketches for Sarah Williams, who I interviewed back in episode 39. So I interviewed Sarah back in episode 39 on resilience. And Lawrence creates, she has the Tough Girl podcast, and Lawrence creates these like really amazing sketches that she uses on social media to promote her podcast episodes. And he did this really great sketch of New Media Europe, really kind of like funny and really kind of summed up all the speakers and things that had happened over the weekend. And he shared that in the group. And again, it was a really useful resource. We all enjoyed looking at it, but it's reminding us about Lawrence and what he does. And every time I see one of his sketches, I think, oh, I'd really like to get him to do something for my book, because I love his work. He's showing us, not telling us how good he is. He's showing us through his work. And lastly, I think a really, really effective thing that you can do to promote yourself without appearing to promote yourself is just ask questions. So when I was launching my Soulful PR Business Club, my designer had sent me 15 or more, I think, logos that I might use. And I just shared them in my Facebook group and asked people to tell me what they thought of them. Now, there was a really genuine intent there, because asking people which logos they like the best is obviously really useful. And I chose the final one I chose based on the feedback and, of course, you know, what I liked. But I really did take into account what people were saying and some of the comments they were making. But also it was an opportunity for me to mention that I had something new coming up. I had a launch coming up. I did it with my book covers. So when I was down to my last 2 potential book covers for my new book, I shared them in my Facebook group and asked people to tell me what they think, what they thought of them, which one they liked. And again, it's just kind of reminding people that you've got a book coming out. And, you know, I think people are always, particularly with images, people love giving feedback on images. So, and it's useful for other people as well, you know, for other people to have a look at my logos, to have a look at my design, and to talk to me about some of the processes and the thoughts that have gone into to why I've chosen to do things as I have done. That's useful to people as well. So, you know, it works on lots of levels. The other thing that you can do is show people your copy. So if you've got a new launch for a new program, a training program coming out or a new product or something, share your sales copy, get people's feedback. And not only is it just really useful because people will give you really honest feedback and you probably will find there's things that you've completely overlooked, but again, you're reminding people that you've got something coming out, that you're going to have something to sell in the future, and you're reminding people of what you do and what you specialize in. I've done it this evening. I belong to Chris Ducker's Youpreneur community, and I just shared the copy for my Soulful PR live event that I'm running in London on July the 7th because I'm running a webinar tomorrow. And I listened to a podcast earlier actually about sales pages, and I was like, oh God, I think I need to improve my sales copy. And so, you know, quite genuinely, I went into the Youpreneur group and said, can you have a look at this if anybody's got time to give me some feedback? But obviously when you're doing that, you're reminding people that you've got an event and you're reminding people that it might be something they want to come to. So again, it's a very gentle, non-spammy way of reminding people about who you are and what you do, but also there's value in it for everybody because I get just as much value, I think, looking at other people's sales pages and critiquing them as I do in writing them myself. So we all learn from helping each other. And the other thing you can do if you've got a business dilemma, so sharing, you know, should I start a membership program or should I have a coaching program or should I launch this new range of products or should I stick with what I've got? Every time you have a conversation like that, you're reminding people about who you are and what you do, but you're not being spammy, you're not being salesy, you're just kind of showing people. And I also think this is a really, really crucial point. When you ask questions, when you're willing to make yourself vulnerable and share your artwork, even though it's not final, to share your book covers. I mean, when I shared my book cover for my upcoming book, I actually had quite a few people, and it'd be really interesting to see what you think when it comes out, who didn't like the book cover that I've chosen, who had very, very strong feelings about my book cover and, you know, felt or feel that I'm doing the wrong thing with it. You know, that's all really useful stuff. And people like to help with that kind of stuff, particularly if they have published a book themselves, if they've got experience. And you make yourself vulnerable by doing that. Most people, I think, you know, they don't want to do business with people who are all perfect, who get everything right and never have any wobbles or, you know, always write perfect sales copy, always have perfect design and images. Actually, I think there's something that makes you quite likable if you're willing to show your work. And there's a really great book, I forget the author now, really great book that goes by that title, Show Your Work. I'll link to it in the show notes. That there's something that's really makes you really likable if you're willing to show your work, even if it's unfinished, even if it's a work in progress. And I think that can make you really likable. So I hope that that's helpful. I'd love to know how you get on. Perhaps you might want to let me know how you get on trying out some of those things in the groups that you belong to and see how different it is than when you try to just go in there and just kind of sell, the different reaction that you get. Whenever I do any of these things, I always get, you know, a very positive reaction and interaction because it's about building relationships. So I'd love to know how you get on. So my email address, if you want to drop me a line, is janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can catch me on Twitter @jan_murray or on Instagram @janmurrayuk, or come over to my Facebook group and see what's happening there. It's the Soulful PR Facebook group, and I would love to see you there. You've been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not come over to my Soulful PR Facebook community? It's simply that, the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.